Hello and welcome to our podcast. My name is Jalen.
And my name is Naya. Today's show is about Plessy versus Ferguson and how it relates to modern time.
So when we were looking up court cases, I found one that's like Plessy versus Ferguson, and it's Schuett versus the Coalition to Defend the Affirmative Rights. Basically, Michigan State University, where they were trying to plan a race-based preferences to let into the school, and they took it to the Supreme Court, and it relates to Plessy versus Ferguson because that their skin color decided how they're gonna go about life. So yeah, do you have any thoughts about it, Naya?
So I don't agree with what they try to do, but then again, it was there wasn't racist colored people mm-hmm. back then inside the school, so they actually didn't know our intelligence.
This but still, they could have
Oh, it was.
This is 2014.
My fault, G. Yep.
But yeah,
I'm like, that's just racist.
We gonna keep this. This is funny. But honestly, though, that's just why would you do that?
Everybody should be treated equally, and according to the Constitution, everybody should be treated equally. Yeah. But they But they make up laws that try to go off that's not based off the Constitution.
And it's history has shown how smart Black people are. So if you really want people to come to your college, then you should have people that be so-and-so went to my school, they invented, this. And most things were invented by Black people. So, you can't really say, no, because you're Black. Because you may not be, never mind. But basically, what I'm trying to say is, you may be turned down, the next, Albert Einstein or somebody like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I watched this video, and it was they came into somebody's house, and they took all the things that a Black person had invented, and they were left with nothing. Mm-hmm. So it's basically we created
everything, and we really built this country. So, literally.
Yeah, basically.
So you can't just say oh no, just because of your skin color,
you have more power than us, and you're above us gods, and you're not.
Because you're not God, sweetie. You're not that special. But yeah, honestly, and some more information about this case is about the Plessy versus Ferguson. So if you don't know what the Plessy versus Ferguson case is, it was in 1896, and it was a man, and he tried to get on a train, but he sat in the white area.
He was one eighth black. Yeah.
One freaking eighth.
So they still consider him Black, and they kicked him off the train.
Because he wouldn't sit in the colors area, but it was just it's just embarrassing to live in America, and it's over 200 years later, and we still can't get over the fact that people are different skin colors. And that, all skin color, we all bleed red, and we all,
how we're, telling everybody in every other, continent or country, something like that America is great, but it's, still, the diversity that they probably get over in their own place. So, why come over here if it's gonna be the same thing that you come into? Yeah.
Real life is honestly crazy to me, how people be oh my gosh, I want to come to America, it's so good. It's good for who?
Let's come
It's good for immigrants who come over here, honestly, they have I don't say they have no life, but they have no stature in this society, or they're used of Black people, of course. We're always and always will be treated unfairly just because the color of our skin, so I don't see how people would be oh my gosh, America, I want to go there. No, you don't, sweetie.
I feel like everyone gets used for the pleasures of another person, mm-hmm. but white people are they're usually the ones who use the people, not the person who gets used. So.
And like, and we're not saying that all white people are racist and all white people are bad, but
oh yeah, some aren't.
Yeah, like it's like definitely like it's some like it's some teachers here at Baker who are like who don't really care. But like with that being said, there are some people who still feel like, you know, all minorities are bad. Like my dad lives in Indiana, and like it's so racist down there, like no joke. And so I feel like it's just sad and embarrassing and childish that grown people can't get over the fact that all people don't have the same skin color. Like, come on, sweetie. And y'all want everything we got, like, low-key. Like, y'all want big butts, and y'all want a tan. Like, when have you ever seen a black person go out into a mood and be like, I want to get lighter? Like, tell me when you see that. Like honestly, like, they want tans, and they want big butts, but I've never gotten a tan in my life, and I don't put, what's that stuff that they put inside tires?
Air?
Oh, my God. No, not air, but it's, like, stuff like...
Are you talking about Botox?
No, like, it's, like, when you got, like, a flat tire, like, and you can't change it, like, they put, like, air. A little bit of air in it. But then, like, they put something to, like, seal it up. But it's, like, kind of goopy. Like, I don't have that in my butt. I just, I was just born with, like, my body.
Are you talking about, implants?
Yeah, kind of. It's not, like, implants, but I can't explain it. Like, yeah. If I Google it, like, I'll find it. But it's just...
I feel like whenever, like, a Caucasian or a white person understand like the black culture, they get like too into the black culture, and we start feeling like offended.
Yeah,
so it's like they need to like, you know, like accept us, but like learn when not to like go too far.
Like, in. Like don't touch my hair, and like like it's cool that you like my box braids, and you like how we can like you have grown women with beads in their hair, and like it's cool that you like that. But please don't try to, like...
Copy our culture.
Yeah, copy our culture. I try to, like, take credit for it. Like, get cornrows and be like, this is my... And I say, like, this is all me, but, like, I kind of, like... But, like, try to make a trend out of it. Like,
yeah.
Black girls been getting cornrows since, I don't know
forever.
When. Like, since Jesus pooped on this earth. Like, I'm gonna need you guys to, like... Every sewing has a cornrow under it, so sweetie, you're nothing special. But yeah, honestly, in conclusion, America needs to get better, and it's a shame that in 1896. And 2014, we're still...
And the diversity, and it's like 200 years later.
And we still can't accept that people are different. So yeah, thank you for listening to our podcast. And have fun at celebration. And get lit for our song. Ooh.